Today's readings focus on call and identity. We are all called to be children of God. We are called into the family of Jesus Christ, so we become the sons and daughters of God. At baptism, we are claimed for Christ with the sign of the cross. We become the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We become members of God's own family. St. Paul uses the language of adoption, that we are adopted in Christ Jesus, and now we can call God Abba, Father, because that is what He is, and there is no need for us to live in fear, but we cannot live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. When Paul uses the language of adoption, he used it from the Greco-Roman perspective, what? In which when a child was adopted, all his responsibilities and obligations to his previous family, his natural parents, ended. He was free from all those obligations. He became kind of a new person in a new family. In the same way, we have been adopted by Christ Jesus. We become new persons in Christ. And that's why at baptism, we take on a new name to show that we are now new persons. Paul says we are clothed in Christ Jesus through baptism, so that we now are identified in a whole new way. The categories of the world no longer matter. It's neither Greek nor Jew, free or slave, black or white, conservative or liberal. So Paul says we are all one in Christ. We now live the familiar for which we are called into oneness in body, oneness in spirit, oneness in faith. We become one in Christ. Because we are one in Christ, and Paul tells us we are descendants of Abraham, and we are co-heirs with Christ, and we are heirs of the kingdom of God. Through our baptism, we have become the descendants of Abraham, and we share in the blessings and the promises that God made to Abraham. For Paul, Abraham received a promise from God because of his faith. So that every one of us who has the kind of faith that Abraham had is a child of Abraham. The promise to Abraham preceded the law. Abraham was blessed not because he kept the works of the law. Abraham was blessed because he had faith in God. Paul tells us that the promise, the law came 430 years after the promise was made to Abraham. And the law did not nullify or change the promise that was made to Abraham. So that what makes us children of Abraham, what makes us descendants of Abraham, is our faith. So that whoever has the kind of faith that Abraham had is rightfully a son or daughter of Abraham. And that's why in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 9, St. Paul tells us, those who believe are blessed alongside with Abraham who believed. Those who believe are blessed alongside with Abraham who believed. St. Paul also tells us in Galatians, chapter 3, verse 16, that the promise was not only made to Abraham, was not made to Abraham and his descendants in plural, but the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants. And for Paul, the singular descendant of Abraham is Jesus Christ. So that every one of us who is baptized in Jesus Christ and has a kind of faith that Abraham had is rightfully a child of Abraham and is a heir to the promise. Paul also tells us that when God made a promise to Abraham, he had every one of us in mind. God did not say to Abraham, "You are going to be the father of the Jews." He says, "You will be the father of all nations on earth." You will be the father of all nations on earth. So God had you, he had me in mind when he made a promise to Abraham. So that every one of us can rightfully claim to be the son or daughter of Abraham. But you have to have the faith that Abraham had. You have to have that faith in Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus asked his followers, his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" As one of the disciples said, "You are Elijah, the prophet, or you are John the Baptist." This is their knowledge about Jesus Christ. There's a difference between knowing about someone and knowing someone. Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" He wants them to give him a personal answer, to tell him their own personal knowledge of him. And Peter professes rightly, "You are the Christ." Peter is not repeating an answer he has heard somewhere. This is Peter's own faith in Jesus Christ. "You are the Christ." Who is Jesus Christ to you? Is he the Christ? Is he the healer? Is he the Messiah? Who is Jesus Christ to you? Your answer should not be the answer you learned from CCD or from a book or heard somebody say, but your own personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you don't have an answer to that question yet, you may spend this week, you may want to spend this week asking yourself, who is Jesus Christ to me? When you find out who Jesus Christ is in your life, then it helps you in your journey of faith with him. Then you can begin to live fully the blessings that God has for you. Shortly after Peter professes Jesus as the Christ, Jesus goes up to say to the disciples, "I am going to Jerusalem, where I will undergo intense suffering and persecution." And he says to them, "You also must pick up your cross and follow me." God has not promised us a life free from crosses. That's not what the promise to Abraham is. That you're not going to have any suffering in your life. That you're not going to have any cross in your life. That's not the promise. Jesus has not promised us a life free of crosses. But there's a promise that has been made to us. If we embrace our crosses, then we will be victorious. When Paul in Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 17 speaks about adoption, he says that the Spirit itself testifies that we are children of God. And because we are children of God, we are co-heirs with Christ. And if we suffer with Christ, we may also be glorified with him. Suffering is not absent. But if we suffer with Christ, we may be glorified with Christ. So we don't need to work too hard to avoid our crosses. We need to embrace our crosses and bring them to Jesus Christ and ask Jesus Christ to help us carry these crosses.
The easy way out is to run away from our crosses. The easy way out is to live as the world would want us to live. But that's not what our call is. We don't have to try to save our lives, as Jesus says in today's gospel. We must embrace our crosses with all the persecutions and the difficulties that come from carrying those crosses. We all have different crosses we are asked to carry. Or we are all confronted with different kinds of crosses. For some of you, it's an illness, a burden of an illness you have to carry every day. For some, it's an unloving spouse. For others, it's a troubled child, monster in-laws, difficult boss. The temptation is to begin to think that we are being taken advantage of. And instead of returning good, we return evil for evil. When we do that, we are not embracing our crosses in a Christian way. As Christians, we must always return good, evil for evil. I know it's difficult. The easy way out is to say, well, this person is taking advantage of me. This person is mean to me, so I'm going to be mean to this person as well. Obviously, I'm not going to talk to this person any longer. I'm not going to say hello to this co-worker. But that's not what we are called to do. We are called to embrace our crosses happily and to return good deeds whenever people show evil toward us. Eventually, we are going to be victorious if we always return good. Eventually, we are going to be glorified with Christ. Evil is not always victorious. Evil is never victorious. It may seem so for a moment, but it's never. Christ has shown that through the power of the cross and the resurrection. I want to ask you this week to always show kindness, love, charity toward the people who do not treat you nicely. Always keep in mind your identity. That helps a lot if you know who you truly are. Until a few years ago, when people treated me unkindly, I felt I used to get so frustrated and angry and we use whatever words I can think of. But when I realized what my true identity is as a child of God, as a child of Abraham, that has changed. I really have bad days. Whenever somebody treats me unkindly, whenever someone is mean to me, I always say this to myself quietly, and I believe every single word of it. Try it, it might work for you as well. I always say to myself, I am a child of Abraham. I am blessed, and nothing can take away my blessings from me. That is what our identity is. We are all children of Abraham. We've all been blessed. Nothing, no one can take away your blessings.